The U.S. Air Force dumps HBC from a bid without explanation. A lawsuit claims a Jet Propulsion Lab employee was fired for discussing intelligent design. And Boeing celebrates a record week. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Wednesday, November 23rd, 2011. Late last week, for reasons not yet clear, Hawker Beechcraft received official notification from the United States Air Force that the Beechcraft AT-6 is being excluded from the light air support bidding process. As a result, the company is calling for a review. Congressman Mike Pompeo, a Kansas Republican, is supporting the company. Quote, "I have already demanded answers from the Pentagon. This contract is critical both to our nation's security and to jobs in Wichita, Kansas. It is vitally important for the Pentagon to clarify this matter, especially in light of allegations that Hawker's main competitor in the competition, Embraer, is being investigated for violations of the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act." Unquote. An email campaign is already circulating and being repeated in social media, pointing out that Embraer will supply military aircraft to Iran. Hawker Beechcraft says the letter it received from the Air Force, quote, "provides no basis for the exclusion. We are both confounded and troubled by this decision, as we have been working closely with the Air Force for 2 years and, with our partners, have invested more than $100 million preparing to meet the Air Force's specific requirements," unquote. ANN has asked the Air Force for an explanation, but has received no response. With news this week that the deficit supercommittee will end in deadlock, triggering automatic cuts in defense spending, Sikorsky's decision to spend its own money to develop the X-2 and its military helicopter extensions is looking downright prescient. This month, a mock-up of the first proposed military derivative of the X-2, called the S-97 Raider, was shown to U.S. Army officials at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, which is home to Army Special Ops Aviation. In addition to allowing higher speeds than current helicopters, Sikorsky says the suite of technologies demonstrated by the X-2 will also make the S-97 quieter, more maneuverable, better in high and hot missions common in places such as Afghanistan, and will lower single-pilot workloads. Sikorsky spokesman Mike Mudd tells the Fay Observer that in 2004, just about the time the Pentagon was canceling Sikorsky's contract to develop the Comanche helicopter for delays and budget overruns, the company looked at long-term strategy. Mudd recalls, quote, "We decided about 8 years ago, how do we remain competitive in the future, 30 or 40 years? We want to do everything that the helicopter provides us, but we think the customer is going to desire speed," unquote. Time magazine has named Pratt & Whitney's Pure Power PW1000G engine as one of the 50 best inventions of 2011, describing it as the most important development in aviation in 2011. The Pure Power's combination of the gear system and advanced core allows the manufacturer to claim double-digit percentage improvements in fuel efficiency and emissions with a 50% reduction in noise over today's engines. The Pure Power engine has been selected as exclusive power for the Bombardier C-Series aircraft and Mitsubishi Regional Jet. It will also power the first Airbus A320neo and the Irkut MC-21 narrowbody jet. To date, more than 1,800 Pure Power engines are on order for customers worldwide. A Los Angeles County Superior Court has ruled that a jury will decide whether NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory unlawfully discriminated against a former employee for discussing the scientific theory of intelligent design at work. According to the Discovery Institute, David Coppedge, a 14-year JPL veteran and team lead computer administrator on the Cassini mission to Saturn, was demoted for lending intelligent design-related DVDs to coworkers, behavior that one JPL complainant called harassment and another branded pushing religion. After Coppedge filed suit to vindicate his free expression rights, JPL terminated him. Coppedge will contend that evidence shows JPL demoted and terminated him because he expressed a pro-intelligent design scientific viewpoint disliked at JPL and labeled religion by JPL decision makers. Honeywell has conducted India's first Aero Club flying competition at the Air Force Bal Bharti School in Delhi to train the next generation of Indian aviation enthusiasts and engineers on the science of model aircraft design and airworthiness. The Aero Club competition challenges students to design and build their own wood and paper aircraft and fly them in a designated circuit. Aircraft design must be based on students' learning and understanding of aerodynamics and principles of flight. The students are provided with kits specially designed by Honeywell Aerospace. Currently, the Aero Club has about 40 students. Honeywell Field Service Engineers serve as mentors. Before we break, a quick program note. This Aero Briefing will take the day off tomorrow for the Thanksgiving holiday in the U.S. We'll be back on Friday. Still ahead today, Boeing reports a record week for orders. The National Mediation Board lets Delta flight attendants stay non-union. And should we call this Oshkosh Effect? You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Wednesday, November 23rd. I'm Paul Plack. A prototype Italian M346 trainer went down last week departing the Dubai Air Show. Both the pilot and co-pilot ejected, with the only injury reported being the co-pilot's broken leg. GulfNews.com reports the pilot reported a technical glitch shortly after takeoff. Contact was lost and the plane went down off De Ara Palm Island. The accident is under investigation by officials of the United Arab Emirates, as well as Alenia Ermaki, which owns the plane. The T-100 variant of the M346 is one of the planes in the running to replace the U.S. Air Force's T-38 Talon. Superior Air Parts Group CEO Tim Archer has notified ANN of the passing of industry veteran Bob Mosley, who's been serving as manager of technical support and training at the Superior Aviation Beijing facility in China. He reportedly died quietly in his sleep. Bob was only 64. Archer says Mosley loved his work. Quote, even from the first day he arrived in Beijing, he broke down language barriers and built strong bonds with each of his students. Bob's sudden passing is very hard on us all. Unquote. Before joining Superior, Mosley was the owner of Skytech, a GA maintenance facility. He also owned Mose Engines, which specialized in overhaul and repair for Continental and Lycoming engines, and an aviation technologies instructor at Maplewood Community College. His long career included time as a factory field technical rep for Teledyne Continental Motors. In the holiday release of Arthur Christmas, Santa's North Pole has turned to high technology to run a precise operation in getting billions of gifts delivered around the world. The operation is run by thousands of computer-savvy elves, and the North Pole uses NASA-style technology to track the delivery of gifts around the world in Santa's S-1, a giant spacecraft in the shape of a sleigh. Sony Pictures Animation created a special one-minute segment from the film to help bring attention to the many high-tech gadgets and everyday items that come from NASA technology. The educational segment premiered on the Smithsonian Channel yesterday. It can also be downloaded for use by educators. Arthur Christmas is directed by Sarah Smith. The film is a 3D animated holiday feature which opens in theaters across the USA today. To download the one-minute promotional video, go to NASA.gov, click on Technology in the nav bar on the right, then click on Arthur Christmas when it appears in the feature window. If it seems as though you've been hearing lots of news from Boeing lately, it's not just you. The company says last week made history with orders and commitments for 359 of its planes. CEO Jim Albaugh commented, quote, "This has been an outstanding week for our customers and our employees. We're pleased that in planning for their future, our customers have chosen Boeing airplanes," unquote. Boeing has now set a single-year order record for its 777 model with 192 this year so far. That beats the previous record of 154 set in 2005. The company also announced two record-setting deals with Emirates and Lion Air, totaling 280 firm orders and 170 options. Boeing says that since the start of this year, it has added more than 11,000 jobs in its commercial airplanes division. The FAA has granted a single operating certificate that allows Atlantic Southeast Airlines and its subsidiary ExpressJet Airlines to operate as a single entity. The approval was the final regulatory step in the merger of the two carriers. Effective December 31st, the combined airline will operate solely as ExpressJet Airlines and will be the largest regional airline in the world, with more than 400 aircraft, operating 2,350 flights every day. The National Mediation Board has notified Delta Airlines that it has rejected claims by the Association of Flight Attendants, which claimed interference following the November 2010 Delta flight attendant representation election. That leaves standing the decision of a majority of the voters to reject AFA representation, allowing Delta flight attendants to move forward as a combined work group. Joanne Smith, Senior VP of In-Flight Service for Delta, says, quote, "We will immediately begin the process of aligning pay, benefits, work rules, and seniority for our flight attendants, including bringing pre-merger Northwest flight attendants up to the Delta flight attendant hourly pay rates," unquote. Still pending are interference claims related to representation elections for employees in Delta's airport customer service, cargo, reservation, sales, and tech ops stores groups. The majority of voters in those elections also rejected union representation. And finally today, here's something to cheer you up. The city of Baraboo, Wisconsin appreciates its general aviation airport enough to budget $600,000 for taxiway improvements and pass ordinances limiting the height of buildings or other structures near the airport to guard against the NIMBYs of tomorrow. Baraboo Mayor Patrick Liston says the Baraboo, Wisconsin Dells Municipal Airport is key to growth in his area of the Badger State. Quote, "We work hard to promote development in this area, but that development won't occur unless there's a viable airport in the area. Our airport is an absolute necessity. It's a way to bring people into this area and encourage development," unquote. The airport last had scheduled commercial service in the 1960s. Last year, it lengthened its runway to 5,000 feet to accommodate a wider range of business airplanes. A 27,000-square-foot United Parcel Service package facility with 75 employees is located in the area in part because of the airport, according to a company spokesman. Airport advocates hope to eventually extend the runway to 6,000 feet, allowing better safety margins for larger business airplanes. The state estimates the airport enables 146 jobs with $3 million in payroll, contributing a total economic impact of $9.5 million. You know, I can't help but wonder whether EAA AirVenture Oshkosh makes the entire state of Wisconsin more aware of general aviation's potential to contribute to local economies. That's the latest from Aero News. If you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. For those of you in the U.S., enjoy your Thanksgiving holiday feast. This Aero briefing will be off tomorrow and back on a regular schedule Friday. And regardless of where you are, have a clear and unlimited day.